Radio MD. RadioMD.com. This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Who would have thought that the terms gut bacteria or healthy gut would be the trend to watch out for in 2015? But analysts are saying that healing the microbiome may be the solution for many ailments, including weight loss, chronic disease, bloating, you know, healthier skin. Boy, they're really putting a lot of focus on this healthy flora, this good gut bacteria. My guest today is Dr. Raphael Kelman. He's the author of Microbiome Diet. It's a pioneer, and he's a pioneer in functional medicine who has a holistic and visionary approach to healing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kelman. Tell us about what is a microbiome.
The microbiome is an enormous collection of bacteria that are our greatest ally. They are our deepest and truest friends, and they co-evolved with us. And the number of cells, the number of bacteria outnumber our cells 10 to 1. So we're mostly bacteria that are helpful, friendly, healing bacteria that are found mostly in the gut, but found in all parts of the body. And when the gut microbiome is healthy, then it keeps us healthy. And the gut microbiome plays a critical role in the health and the maintenance and the development of so many, if not all, the systems and organs in our body.
Do you think that we have over-sanitized our microbiome? Do you think that we have, with the hormones and antibiotics and the chicken and the meat and the milk and the sanitizers on our hands all the time and our counters, do you think we've wiped out what would have naturally been our immune system builders that would have been there anyway?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons, of many reasons, of why we're experiencing a so-called deforestation of the microbiome, why the microbiome is unhealthy today. And yes, the over-sanitization of our lives is playing a role. I think the fact that we've always assumed that bacteria is bad and the bad guys and that we have to obliterate them has led to the aimless, reckless killing of the friendly bacteria. But that's just one reason amongst many reasons why we're experiencing microbiome issues today.
In your book, The Microbiome Diet, you discuss 4 R's as essential to healing our guts. What are those 4 R's? We don't have a lot of time in these segments, but give us the four R's.
Well, so the 4 R's, you want to remove or prune the unfriendly, unhealthy bacteria that may be proliferating due to poor diet, due to stress, due to mostly the types of foods that we're eating, overuse of antibiotics, overuse of proton pump inhibitors, et cetera, like Prilosec. So you want to remove the unfriendly bacteria. Some people need to do that. And then you want to replace. Sometimes people are deficient in enzymes or hydrochloric acid from the stomach. Some people need to replenish that. The third R is where you re-inoculate. This is where you use the friendly bacteria, what we call probiotics, but also the foods and the nutrients, the supplements that are fuel, that are food for the friendly bacteria, the microbiome. And that could include inulin or arabinogalactans that you can take as a supplement, or you can find these foods, the foods that contain these healing compounds like jicama and Jerusalem artichokes and leeks and parsley and radishes and also resistant starches in certain beans, et cetera, and even in potato extract. And the fourth R is where you repair, you heal and seal the gut wall. You repair the gut wall. Frequently, the gut wall gets damaged when the microbiome is unhealthy because it can't protect it and keep it healthy. And also, when the microbiome is not healthy, you're more susceptible to an activation of the immune system which can then damage the gut wall. And then while it's supposed to be a permeable membrane, impermeable, that it doesn't allow toxins and partially digested foods, when the gut wall is unhealthy in this state, then toxins and partially digested foods may enter into the gut wall, causing more inflammation. Toxins may seep through. So you want to repair the gut wall. Frequently, that's with the diet and certain nutrients like glutamine and zinc carnosine and certain herbs like aloe that can help heal the gut wall.
So you've given us the four: remove, replace, reinoculate, and repair. Now, how long does it take? If you do these kinds of things and you follow the microbiome diet, which I'll ask you about in a minute, how long before you start to repair, and how do we know? Do you know? Do you notice? Are you less bloated? How do you know?
Yeah. Okay. So based on my book, The Microbiome Diet, if you follow that diet, and you don't have to be, even if you're not that extreme, but you follow the basic principles and you start eating like a jicama and radishes and some Jerusalem artichoke and a little bit of kimchi and a little bit of sauerkraut, and you start building
your way up. I love all those.
And what you're going to notice at the beginning is that you're no longer as hungry for unhealthy foods. You're no longer craving unhealthy foods. That you may see within the first week. You're likely to see at the beginning a sense of liberation, that you're no longer enslaved to the cravings of the foods that are so in our face all the time. Then you're going to notice probably between 7 and 10 days that your gut, you're a little bit more regular. Your bowel movements are changing and they're a little bit healthier. Perhaps the stools are better formed. You realize, oh, I really was constipated, even though I thought I wasn't, because now I'm evacuating fully. And you're going to notice that. What you're going to start to notice after that is your skin is improving. You're going to notice that your skin is more radiant, healthier, even an anti-aging effect. And then you're going to start to notice the weight loss, that your metabolism is faster. You're burning the calories better. Now you're not eating more or less calories, but now you're losing weight while before you weren't. And you're going to realize, well, it's not really about the amount of calories. It's the types of foods. It's healing the microbiome that will really improve the metabolism and so many aspects of your health. That's what you're going to notice. Then you're going to notice a more improvement in gut function, in gastrointestinal function. And in 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to notice that you have a lot less brain fog and you're remembering better, you know, and then in 6 weeks, there's going to be another level of healing. And in 8 weeks, you're going to
notice it happens in this gradual progression, but pretty quickly. Now, you only have about 30 seconds left. So your best advice, or maybe even your favoritest microbiome diet foods, and where people can find the book, The Microbiome Diet.
So, look, some of my favorite foods, jicama, I love radishes, I think Jerusalem artichokes, these are like the star foods, these are the superfoods of the microbiome. There's a bunch of supplements, you can see it in my book that I discussed, that can help to heal the gut and the microbiome.
And where can we find your book?
Mm-hmm. The book is on Amazon, you can absolutely find it online. You can learn more about the microbiome diet on my website.
The book is The Microbiome Diet. You know what? Why not give it a shot? We need those good microbiomes and those good gut bacteria. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.